you've got to make the most of every opportunity you can get. If you got the ability to drive the ball down and get in the red zone, you better come away with touchdowns, because you know their offense is going to come away with sevens more so than threes. So, I don't know who said their defense isn't, you know, hasn't been their strong point, but I faced them 2 years ago up there, and although we were able to have some success moving the ball in between the 20s, we just couldn't get it in as often we needed to, and that's how they win games.
How tough is Will Fork to deal with in the middle?
Well, he's a great player. He's been a great player in this league for a long time. Whether they're playing the 3-4 defense, which they've played as their base front for the last few years, or they play more of a 4-3 look with the same type of guys in there, he can do it all, and he eats up a lot of space and takes up two linemen so that the linebackers can run free, and that's what he's supposed to do.
CJ was talking about, you know, trying to get a run game going, maybe take pressure off Jake a little bit. I'm sure it's old lineman, you like to just fire off and smack people in the mouth.
Yeah, you want to be able to run the ball. You don't want to become a one-dimensional team. When you can run the ball and you can open up play action, you know, it's just going to help us out. So that's the plan, be able to run the ball and maintain possession of the ball, keep our defense off the field, all those things.
Steve, you anticipate you guys need any time to gel in the run game, or you anticipate the time?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, it's a little hard in the preseason because for the most part of the preseason, you kind of just get a couple drives and you're out of there. You don't get a feel. You don't get to, you know, get to establish any type of feeling for the run game. So now, obviously, with the regular season starting, when we're playing the entire game, you know, hopefully we can get in a groove and kind of figure out how we're gonna be running the ball this year.
And as far as I know, you guys working on conditioning all the way through. I mean, is it a different feel when you're playing a full game after?
Yeah, I mean, you know, early on it's a little different feel because you are doing the whole game. But I think that's what you do in the third preseason game, is you get an opportunity to go in halftime, sit down for a minute, and then come back out and have to kind of, you know, come back out firing on all cylinders, and that's what we did. So, the key is conditioning, especially if it's going to be a warm day.
What's the best thing about opening day?
Training camp's over. It's exciting. We've been doing this since April, whether it be in the weight room or in meetings, and you go through training camp and all the OTAs, and now it's here. Everything you worked hard for in the off season and prepared for, and you get to see what the team's about. You know, we've been beating up on each other for so long now during training camp. It's nice to go take it out on another team and kick it off.
How many years were you with Brady in Michigan?
4 years.
Was there a time then where you kind of sensed that maybe he?
Oh yeah, I knew he was going to be good. Yeah. You know, he was always one of the. He was a tough guy then. You know, I mean, I remember we played Ohio State, and they got up on us. I think it was my junior year, his senior year, and they blocked a couple punts and got up on us pretty quick. And we were playing catch up most of that game, throwing the ball, and they were blitzing every play, hitting him in the mouth. And he was coming back to the huddle, blood running down his face, and didn't even faze him. So you knew he was going to be tough.
We're not team Hanson.
Yeah, Drew was. While I was there.
I know it's not the easy. You know, everyone knows Brady's a star now, but then it was kind of.
I mean, you know, either one of those guys had the capability of running the team. So we, you know, obviously, I think Drew was a freshman that year. Tom was a senior, although he didn't have a lot of starts because he was, you know, behind Greasy and the years before. And they're both very capable of running the offense and leading the team.
What have you seen from Jake this week in terms of his demeanor and how he's handled?
Yeah, Jake's handling himself like he's been here for, you know, 7 years. You wouldn't tell that he was a rookie last year and essentially starting for the first time. I know he finished the year starting, but starting the season as a starter this year. So he's handled himself well. He's prepared. I think he's going to be excited, and we're excited to have him start for us.